This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Lopez, you have an interesting thought about this defense. Is there something that there is that they are to worry about with this defense? 713-572-4610. Right, real quick before we get there, someone did text something in to that very number, asking about this offense, because offense has clearly been an issue, point blank period, right? Mm-hmm. We had five quarters out of six games, or rather seven games, where you go, six games, I was right, where you look at it and you go, all right, this looks like it might be something, and then right back down to earth, and somebody texted in, guys, is there even anyone out there, assistant or college, that you could bring in as offensive coordinator that has actually experienced? I'm guessing you mean in the immediate term, because
right now in this very moment, I'd probably not, but
that's not really how the offensive coordinator thing works in the middle of the season. Like, yeah. You're the offense that you have is the offense that you have. Like, basically, you have locked yourself in on a menu, mm-hmm. right? And it's just, how do you operate the menu? And is someone there who can kind of maybe tweak it a little bit and work off of this particular menu? And I think one of the things that I'm concerned about is how much this particular offense actually works, or how well you can actually make it work.
I don't think right you now. Can do any of that this year. It's a Caserio Kaley offense. Yes, I said what I said. It's already established. There is no training camp to get ready, and reinstall, a different offense. So let's just
think about it. You got basically 2 days of practice per week, because walkthrough.
So let's go beyond that. Let's say at the end of the year you want to do it again, but you want to do it this time with someone who's got the pelts on the wall, who has called an offense and had success. You and I were talking during the break, and I don't know why, but the first name that came into mind was Mike McCarthy. If someone like that, and I know how you feel about him, you don't necessarily feel like he's exceptional.
He runs a 20-year-old offense.
Well, but would you take it?
I mean, if,
that's the question.
So pretty much him or Nick Kaley,
or who are some others? I was thinking like that have the They've proved themselves that they can do it, and they would have autonomy. They wouldn't be doing what five different voices are telling them, whether it's Caserio or
that person coming in as the man.
This is my offense, guys. Kind of do what a lot of these defensive-minded head coaches have done, is like, go, you take the offense. I trust you. You're good,
I mean, as of right now, you're looking at, who are the potential head coaches that get fired, right? And I do wonder how people feel about that. A lot of people have mentioned the Mike McDaniel possibility, and there is some connective tissue there, obviously, in that same tree if you go deep on Shanahan.
For some reason, I just don't see that happening, man.
I don't either.
So that's going back to the previous offense that you just got rid of.
But here's the thing, and I said this to Lopez earlier. I do wonder if Nick Kaley as a hire was made because we heard so much about his personality, like he's he has brings energy and all those things. And especially with how, at times, rudimentary it's felt like this offense has been, for whatever reason that you ultimately want to attribute that to, I do wonder if the hire was made in large part because when you're hiring someone, you tend to pendulum swing. Like when you had an offensive coach, you go to a defensive one. If they didn't go, Bobby Slowick seemingly just didn't get along with people. So can we get somebody who can get along with people? And then in walks Nick Caley with all the energy and all the, you know, all the personality that he was able to, that he has, and that he was able to even cultivate further under Sean McVay. And if they didn't more need somebody who brings a schematic advantage, just a different schematic advantage type coach versus Bobby Slowick. I do wonder if that wasn't what was happening there. So again, Mike McDaniel, he could bring a schematic advantage, but his interpersonal.
But they switched a whole different offense, though. That's the part that kind of got me.
Yeah, but year to year, there's teams that do that all the time.
Yeah.
Year to year.
But we're going to go back to the same offense that we had.
But not with a first year play caller.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm looking for someone, you know, who has that pedigree. You know,
and not just, it wouldn't just be not with the first year play caller. One of the things about Bobby Slowick is that he was running, at least that's what it seemed like, he was running the barest bones of the Shanahan offense.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel adds a lot of juice, a lot of color, a lot of creativity to it, which again, those sound like things that we were hoping for. Now, was there a lot of physicality on that Miami Dolphins team? No. And I do wonder how much that was his doing, but I mean, that's something that I'm thinking a lot of people are interested in. I will have a lot of time to get more into this. Byron Leftwich comes up as a name that's interesting.
I was thinking old school kind of Bruce Arians or something like that.
I don't think Bruce Arians coaching anymore. Yeah. He willingly walked out of his head coaching job. I don't know that he's coming back he doesn't seem like he's getting that itch.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I'm just thinking right now at this moment of somebody that's established.
Oh, right this moment? Yeah, I feel
somebody
like
somebody that's established, not a first time play caller, or I never called plays before, that type of deal.
Sure.
Somebody that could come in and be the man.
Yeah. I don't know about if I should even say this name, as much as we trounced him when he was up to interview for the head coaching job with zero experience. Josh McCown, you know, over with Minnesota, and has been learning from a really good offensive coach.
It's kind of fair right now, though, because he kind of working his way up. I think, at least my big issue.
They were making him a head coach.
Yeah, that was my issue. Yeah. Like, dog, he ain't even worked the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I think it's fair to kind of bring his name up now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's definitely time to have more of this conversation, but someone said, isn't the problem less scheme-related and more so rather that the offensive line just sucks? You can't scheme your way out of all the guys up front getting their ass beat. No, you're right in the regard that you can't scheme your way out of it. I think even in the instances where this offensive line has given you something, there's less answers for the quarterback than there should be.
DeMeco thinks you can scheme your way out of it.
That is something that was absolutely fascinating, what he was talking about. In fact, I need to get this one because it was when DeMeco was asked about the offensive line and technique. This is actually DeMeco 14. How much of what happens up front on the offensive line is technique versus talent?
That's a great question, Cam. A ton of it, I believe, truly a ton of it up front has to do with technique, right? And of course you want to be the most talented group. You want to have the most talented guy possible. But I've seen guys of all who came in the offensive line from all different, whether it's undrafted all the way to first rounder, it's just about really, that group is really about the details and the communication and being tied together, playing together. That is the bulk of it, whoever steps out there. I've seen people win games with backup offensive linemen, seen them win with starting, like, but it doesn't change. You're working in a small space. You got to be on it. Things happen quickly. You got to be able to react very quickly up front and just be where you're supposed to be, putting your hat in the right place, shooting your hands when you need to shoot your hands, like playing with great footwork, good knee bend. When you play with low pads, you have a chance to be successful up front. If you do something erratic and you're out of position or you're playing too wide, now you're just susceptible to a lot of inside movements, which we can do a better job of here, just protecting more inside out.
How did this strike? How did this hit you?
I think that there's absolutely some validity to the idea that technique matters here. But it feels like, and correct me if you believe I'm wrong, 713-572-4610, we always are open to that. At offensive line, more than some other positions, isn't some of the stuff we're talking about with technique what we lump in with talent, right? Because obviously there's some athleticism. There's some dudes that you just know are talented, right? Mm-hmm. We could talk about Laremy Tunsil in some ways, but like Trent Williams, we'll be seeing him. That's a fast physical dude. I start thinking about Larry Allen is always in my mind whenever I start thinking about athletic offensive linemen, because that one time that he hawked down a dude that is much smaller than like half his size. Mm-hmm. Like there's some of those things that we go to when we talk about talent, right? Just a giant dude that can move is going to be part of talent. But also some of the things that we talk about, if we're looking at an offensive lineman, right, in the draft, some of the things you talk about as talent kind of fall into technique, right? Like what are his, does he have good eyes? Does he have good recognition? And some of those things. So I think that those things are a little bit closer, and I think that that should have been more consideration when you're talking about these offensive linemen, because when we say that they're not talented, especially the guys that are professional, that are like you had to do pro scouting on, guys that you went and you signed in free agency from other places, that talent and technique, those dovetailed together, and those are things that we probably should have been able to see. And it felt like this is the thing that we talk about with a lot of coaches in the NFL or in any sport where they go, I can fix them, that kind of general overconfidence in self, that, oh, I can fix them. Feels like they did the I can fix them and found themselves in a place where, no, you actually can't.
I can just feel it in my soul sometimes when I'm about to bubble over. This is one of those occasions. You can get away with one of those dudes. You can get away with one Jake Andrews, you know, one whomever it is, Lakin Tomlinson, you know, with one, you know, really good, gritty team, first in, last out. And I'm going to use a basketball analogy. I don't want five Alex Carusos.
Damn, Alex Caruso. A&M, he's an Aggie.
Gig him, Alex.
That's crazy, gig man. Mm. It's because he's bald, ain't he?
No.
Sick. Mm. Just baldest.
Do you want
everywhere.
Five Alex Carusos on your team? No. You can get away with one, and it helps your team, and it helps the attitude. And talk about five fingers in a glove. It's kind of hard to deny that five guys on a basketball court is the exact same thing. You have to know what everybody. But I want the good players. I want the really talented players that can do technique as well. Maybe not do the stuff that these tryhards do. And I say that with respect, you know. But
I don't know. That sounded he said it in a way that sounded almost slur-like.
But you can
know.
Get away with it. And I started thinking about that because I'm like, what is it about that comment that just irritates me? And then Seth Payne brought it up. Like the best offensive line in Houston Texans history had one of those dudes, Mike Brazel.
Mm-hmm.
He played with a broken foot in a playoff game.
Gritty.
Like literally played like broken, like had to have surgery. In a playoff game, he had played with a broken foot. He was undersized. He was not the most talented. They had four really good dudes, yeah, too. They had four, yeah, really good players. You can get away with one, maybe two, but they want five of those dudes?
Oh, I don't know that it's five of those dudes, but you have a lot of them.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not trying to say D'Amico Ryans is wrong. Technique matters, especially at that position, right? Like, that is a technique-driven position. But when I'm watching a game and I'm seeing Jake Andrews in the backfield every time because dudes are just in his chest, then that technique goes out the window because it's like you can't stay in front of him, right? Yeah. And it's going back to what we said in the offseason. I always think of this, just the question marks.
Yeah,
and you got five of them a lot of times on various, or at the very least three or four on the offensive line. And that's really tough to overcome. And especially now, if you're talking about technique in the season, what we were talking about with all these other things also applies. There's only so much time for you to get all that technique down and corrected. And that's one of the things that continues to frustrate and scare me with this team is that you're not going to be able to fix all that.
Yeah, and it seemed like it's getting worse. It seemed like it's worse. I know last season we were saying, oh, it can't be any worse.
Yeah.
It seemed like it's worse than last season. And I also don't want to give the offensive line just I don't want to say because the offensive line, that's why the offense is bad, man, because in 2023, was that offensive line good?
Yeah.
It was better than that, and that's the crazy thing.
We wasn't saying that offensive line. Yeah, they were performing better, but Jake, we wasn't sitting there saying they were good.
I want good players, man. I don't know about you guys. I want good players.
Sure.
Jake Andrews had really good technique getting put on his butt.
And he hadn't played a lot of football.
He was in the right spot.
He hadn't played a lot of football to this point.
He did the right thing, and he got put on his butt. That's where I am. I don't want five of those guys. I want three of those guys. Maybe one. Maybe two. But you can't say, oh, technique. And by the way, if you're talking about technique and working together, why are you alternating your left guard?
You were right where I was going. I was like,
why are you alternating him?
And that I think that he's right when it comes to technique. I then also go, well, then what does it mean that it feels like you're searching and that you've yourself, D'Amico Ryans, have said to the assembled media that we felt like we got the best out of Lakin and Juice by rotating them. Something that, talking to ND today, and I imagine a lot of other people that have played in the trenches in the NFL will basically say, yeah, no, I don't really agree
But they may well have gotten the best out of both of them. That's kind of my point. Hey, those guys, man, they really work hard. They know what they're doing. It's not a, didn't he also say at some point, it's really not that they're not getting to the right spots. It's just not, you know, they're getting beat sometimes or something along those lines.
That sounds familiar.
And I'm like, yeah, they're just getting beat. They have the right technique. They're doing the right things. Yeah. They know where to go. But when they get there, they're seeing a better player.
And all of this feeds into something that ESPN did. I believe it was, if memory serves, I think it was Bill Barnwell on ESPN was putting together a, you know, off seasons kind of thing, like who had the worst off season, who had the best off season. Would it surprise you one bit if the winner, in a very twisted way of saying winner, of the worst off season headed into this year was your Houston Texans?
It would not.
Well, it was. Yeah. It was. Not really an honor. Highlights: drafting fourth round running back Woody Marks and trading for Ed Ingram. Those are the highlights of your offseason, according to Bill Barnwell. Man. The disappointments: much of their offensive line rebuilt, and then hiring Nick Cayley, he'll throw in there, signing Cam Robinson, which you've already punted on. You remember Nick Neiman, that acquisition that you paid your 2-year $6 million contract
Nick
for?
Neiman, yeah.
And Christian Kirk is being thrown in here as he's dealt with a hamstring injury twice already. C.J. Gardner-Johnson thrown in there. All of that. $21.5 million for players who are already off the roster by the end of September.
Man.
This
is rough.
This is where it comes back to what you said.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of this is a Nick Caserio issue. Even if you feel confident that Nick Caserio has the capability and the capital to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
That's clearly a large part of what's gotten you to this place.
It absolutely is. I don't doubt that these guys are busting their butts, and kudos to them.
Hey, more power to you, 281.
They're not that good.
More power to you, 281, if you've gotten to the place to say that the offense is bad mostly because of CJ, he's playing bad. God bless you if that's the case, because I'm seeing a lot more than CJ. CJ, who, mind you, has not been playing incredible.
That ain't the only reason, though.
No.
Not nearly. Mm-hmm. Not nearly. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's try and have some fun. And the best way I know how to have fun on this segment, or on this show rather, is to turn things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape.
Yeah, so the star of this TV show called Ghost Adventures found a little something spooky as he was looking for ghosts. I'll let you know what that is. Plus, same last name, but totally different worlds. Never would have thought I would have seen these two linked together.
Mm. Oh, okay. Mm. I would like to hear what that is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So, have you guys heard of this TV show called Ghost Adventures?
Not Ghost.
I
watch Ghost.
Really? Okay.
But not Ghost Adventures.
Okay, yeah. So
the CBS one is Ghost.
Yeah, so it's pretty much one of those, I don't want to say paranormal shows, mm-hmm. but...
I mean, it is kind of, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like Finding Bigfoot or something?
Kind of. It's like going into haunted houses.
Yeah, okay.
And you just looking to see anything, any type of ghost. They looking for ghosts, pretty mm-hmm. much. And so it's a fellow by the name of Aaron Goodwin, who is the star of the show. And he was hunting ghosts. Him and the buddy was inside of a building, just kind of doing what they usually do mm-hmm. in this TV show. And I think he discovered something a little more frightening than ghost. Mm-hmm. And so just to kind of paint a picture, they're inside a place and they're whispering and all that stuff. They got the little cameras.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he get a text message. Mm-hmm. And this is how that whole situation went.
All right, I'm going to try to take a picture fast. So what I'm doing lights, and then I take a long exposure Polaroid for like 30 seconds or to a minute and just let it sit there with the lens open. Oh my god, dude, I feel like something's happening.
Suddenly, Aaron gets a notification on his phone, and we can sense something is wrong.
Dude, hold on for a second.
What's going
on? You're right.
The police are at my house?
The police were at his house. So I guess he got a text mm-hmm. from whoever it was saying the police was at his house.
The police sent text?
No, someone
sent somebody. Somebody I knows. Guess he got a notification. He got a text message saying the police was at his house. Now, here is Aaron pretty much getting a text and deciding to, he said, you know what? I know we looking for ghosts right now, but I got to take this outside real quick. Because the police is at my house. Mm-hmm. Get all this stuff. Yeah. I need to see what the hell is going on. And this is what happened.
It's fine, but I'm not staying in here by myself.
I don't know what's going on. Aaron was getting a phone call or something. He said the police are at his house. And he said he had to go outside.
At this point, we will not be showing any further footage. But it is at this moment that Aaron receives a call from the police that his wife has been arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit murder by hiring a hitman to have Aaron killed.
Oh, boy.
Okay, see, I was here thinking this is about ghosts. This is something else entirely. Okay, very good.
I think that's a little more scarier than ghosts.
Yeah, 100%. At first, I was like, you're going to say that the ghosts are using the technology. That ghost don't that's know what a phone
I,
is.
That's what I thought was going to happen, too. Like,
what a twist.
He like, wait a minute. Hold on. My wife is trying to kill me.
Yes.
She was sick of hearing about these ghosts. She was like, I'm so done with this. If you don't get a real job, he was like, I'm following my dream.
You
know what?
I want you to be with the ghost since you love the ghost
so much.
That's
right.
Yeah. But he goes from, oh, no, my wife is getting arrested to, oh, wow, she's getting arrested to try to kill me.
Wait, it went from, wait, the police at my house.
Yeah, to good.
To the, wait a minute, you arrested my wife? What happened? Wait, she was trying to kill me.
So I'm guessing he didn't go put up bail then, huh?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy, man.
That happens so much, man.
This is the best thing I've ever heard from a ghost show, by the way.
Yeah.
This is the single best thing I heard. Like, you was here to seeing, all right, what kind of dumb ghost story?
Yeah.
This is a true crime documentary. Didn't you realize it?
This one for ghost hunters to making the murderer.
Yeah. She ghosted him.
All right. How long did you have that one?
It just popped into my head.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It sounded like it.
Man, but prayers to him, man. Mm-hmm. Good thing I don't know what he did to get out of it, but I guess it didn't work out right. Somebody found out.
He's lucky now.
Very lucky.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy holding it down on a Thursday. So yesterday we was doing the show.
I was just still thinking about it. She is just like looking at all these machines that he's buying. Oh yeah, this one's good at identifying paranormal activity. She was just like, stop. Stop spending this money.
I do want to know the reason why. Yeah. I wonder if this did have something to do with it.
Could like, it be man. As simple, the oldest reason, he's got money.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, yeah. if he was a ghost hunter, I can tell you that's probably not how that goes.
You don't know.
It might be
TV.
Got a TV show.
That is true. Dude.
Yeah.
Put this on TV.
So yesterday we were doing the show, and you know, my studio is always, the TV in the studio is always on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And so once in a while I look up at the TV, but the volume is always down. And I think it was First Take. I saw a side-by-side picture of Chaka Khan. You know Chaka Khan, the legendary R&B singer.
Of course. God, yes.
And then I saw a picture of Shad Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Who is the owner of the Jacks. So I looked up. I'm like, what in the world is going on? Mm-hmm. So I tried to turn it up to see what they were talking about, but I missed it.
Yeah.
So I had no clue what they were talking about until I saw this clip of Mad Dog Russo.
Oh, you got to have Mad Dog.
Yeah. This is Mad Dog Russo on First Take. He do a little segment called What Are You Mad About?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it started, and this now it makes sense why they had both of these pictures up at the same damn time.
I know that Chaka Khan, the owner of the Jaguars.
Chaka Khan.
What's his first
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan. Whatever his name is.
He's a Chaka Khan.
Mr. Khan. How's that? He wants to be. You like that, Steve?
That's an all-timer. You have no idea what you just done. What you just done.
Oh. I can just go to number three now. Anyway.
He said, Shaka Khan, the owner of the Jags.
Hey, there's no way that the Jags would be so swaggerless if Shaka Khan owned that team.
Yeah.
You remember when they tried to do that two-tone helmet thing? The most disgusting thing that I've seen.
That gold and teal or whatever it was. Yeah. Ugh.
And the thing with Mad Dog is, like, you could tell sometimes it's funny and you just, you know, ride with it. He wanted out.
Yeah.
He wanted out.
Well, yeah, because all them folks on the first take was putting him through the fire right then.
They were making
it. He said, Shaka Khan.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Are they related?
Shaka and Shad Khan. You think so?
I don't know. Same last name.
They don't look alike.
Maybe they
married.
Which
doesn't mean anything.
What do you think the relation is there, Lopez? Go ahead and school me on how you think.
Do you think they know each other? Like, know of each other?
Oh, yeah. Well, he knows of
her. Do you think Shaka Khan know who Shad Khan is?
I don't know, but I think Shad Khan knows who Shaka Khan is.
He definitely know a song.
Yeah.
If he hear the song, like, oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
But if you say, hey, do you know who Shaka Khan is? I would be surprised if he had no clue.
I'm trying to think what other business Shad Khan is on in, because I know obviously he has. You said what?
Bumpers.
What?
That's how he became a billionaire. You didn't know that?
I sincerely did not.
He makes bumpers and fenders for vehicles, like pretty much any vehicle on the road. Well, that's how he started.
Bumper Works. Yes, yeah. according to Wikipedia,
he made billions.
He worked at an automotive manufacturing company, Flexengate Corporation, while he attended University of Illinois. Would have never guessed.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 78, he started Bumper Works.
Yeah, it's one of the great stories. Like, well, how are you going to make $1 billion? I'm going to make a bumper.
We are cooked in this country because ain't way.
I'm going to make a bumper.
And ain't no bumper millionaires being made in 2025.
Reggie.
I'm not saying, like, I think this is true. I believe you. I'm just saying now I feel like, who are the bumper millionaires being made?
And by the
right
way,
now?
He went to Illinois in 1978. He knows Shaka Khan.
Really? Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, in the 70s, he was, for sure. Yeah. College in the 70s, I feel like he definitely knows Shaka Khan. Mm-hmm. I do wonder, though, because just looking at him and looking at that mustache, I have no idea what his get down is at all.
That's kind of my point. Now that you said he went to college in Illinois, then I'm like, all right, I wasn't sure if he was like, you know, came over from another country kind of later a little bit and just made $1 billion and all that. If that was the case, then he probably have no clue of the name.
Yeah.
I'm sure he heard the songs before. But
I appreciate everybody doing the thing that I love doing. Of course, they know each other. That's her sweet thing. I do wonder if Shad would tell her that he knows her and lives her in the same way.
Shaka Khan
once sang.
Shaka Khan's debut album, originally released October 12th, 1978. He knows her.
Yeah. It wouldn't shock me now. Yeah. It wouldn't shock me now. All right, as I continue on the mixtape in the Loot Sports Radio 610, I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to see if y'all know what I'm talking about when I say this.
Okay.
Remember that one J.R. Smith play?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What am I talking about?
I don't. What's he talking about?
Well, I'm guessing the one that you're talking about is the one that happened in the, was it 2017? NBA Finals.
Yep.
But I was also thinking, like, there's other J.R. Smith is a wealth of, what are you doing, J.R. Smith? And also, yo, look at J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
But unfortunately him,
I was wondering if I said, do you?
Yeah,
you
no, know, I know what you're doing.
You
I,
know
I,
that J.R. Smith
pop into
play.
Mind.
Okay, so maybe it's not that J.R. Smith play.
Yeah, I was the only other one that I was thinking might be the answer is when he just be throwing it up all the way when he was playing with LeBron. He was just throwing it up to the rafters to see if LeBron could go get it. But it's the time that he tried to go the other way.
So that's a good thing for his, I guess, his street cred a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not known for just that one play that I'm talking about, which was in the 2017 NBA Finals when he just held the ball when they were down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he actually spoke about this. So he was on It Is What It Is podcast or a show.
That podcast?
Yeah, with Cam and Mace.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to ask him about it.
When you caught the rebound and went the wrong way. What happened with that? when Braun was like, yo! Yo, man! For me and a lot of hoopers who've been in those situations, like, right. If you look at earlier on in the season, like, whenever we come into those situations, we get an offensive rebound, especially on the free throw line when it's short clock, short time situations, we definitely have a timeout. We normally just call timeout. So for me, I didn't hear no whistle. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to at least dribble it to the corner to get his relief enough time to figure it out. Like, right. All right, call timeout. Right. So, all right, I get to the corner. For me, I was already thinking like, damn, I can't shoot over KD off of an offensive rebound. It's 7 feet. This is a dumb shot. So I was trying to get it to our best playmaker in the situation, and it was Braun, and it just happened like that.
Do y'all believe him with that story? Do you believe that's what he was really thinking?
I gotta look at this.
I believe he believes that.
Because
it's not an answer.
I don't believe it one bit.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe it either.
I don't believe it one bit. Yeah. I feel like he thought they had the lead. Because the way he took the ball, tried to run it out, it looked like he was trying to run the timeout.
Yeah.
Without question.
Because if you would have got the ball, you would have called timeout immediately. Mm-hmm. Even because I understand he ain't want to shoot it over KD, because KD is 7 foot, allegedly. Mm-hmm. But you call a timeout. As soon as you grab the rebound, you call a timeout right there. Why did you try to run to the center of the court?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it again. No, that's BS. That's BS.
Yeah, this feels like one of those things where...
He thought about it.
He's been asked about this a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, in thinking about it a lot, you've told yourself a lie, and eventually that lie landed with you. Now you think that's the truth.
Yeah.
But, nah, man, I think he just got lost in the sauce
He thought they were up, and he grabbed the rebound and tried to run the clock
out. And if you look at the play again, and I think you were looking when I played it, Reggie, he said I was trying to get it to LeBron. LeBron was with both hands out, like, give me the ball 5 feet away from it. Okay, he's open.
Yeah, yes, I don't believe that story.
Yeah.
And to get y'all out of here on this, I guess happy trails to Chauncey Billups. And we kind of touched on that a little earlier, him getting wrapped up with the Federonis. Mm-hmm. And over whole,
who?
I used to say that back in the day, Federonis.
I thought that was a new Chef Boyardee creation or something.
Nah, I remember being outside and we used to see some Feds and undercovers all around my hood. Mm-hmm. Like, oh bleep, that's the Federonis over there.
Federonis, it's not just the cops.
Yeah, that's the Federonis. But so he got wrapped up in all of this, and yes, he coached last night. He coached last night. I forgot who they played, but they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And this is...
But did they cover?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe they didn't. But this is Chauncey Billups in his press conference last night. And maybe the Federonis was like, all right, man, we got to pick you up after this one.
No, you know, I don't. That pressure thing is nothing to me, man. I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
Let the chips fall wherever they may be.
Let the chips fall where they may be.
Just really unfortunate time-wise, man. Yeah. Like,
what, 12 hours later? Yeah. It might not even been 12 hours later. Right after that, you got picked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
Man, happy trails,
brother. That is indeed rough. All right, there you go. In the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, that's the Figgies mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. right here on this very program. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, who are out at the Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy. And of course, I remember that I still got to get you that address. That's not the one. It's not it. I promise I'll get you that, and we'll do that next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday, a thirsty Thursday, where the fellas of the drive, who we'll talk to in just a little bit, are out in Katy, 19910 Park Row Boulevard. It's right about,
sure?
Right about the corner of Park Row and Fry. It's not the address.
It is a boulevard, though.
It is a boulevard.
It's Park Row Boulevard and Fry, right about that corner in Katy, Park Row and Fry. At the Buffalo Wild Wings, go say what's up to the fellas, get you something to eat, get you something to drink, enjoy the drive in a little bit. Before we get there, though, it's just been wild seeing some of the things. There's been updates on the, what is it? I want to get it right again. Operation Royal Flush that the FBI has conducted has gotten... Terry Rozier plays for the Miami Heat. Chauncey Billups, the head coach for the Portland Trail Blazers. Damon Jones, some other notable former NBA players have been rolled up in this. And I've been really fascinated by like the poker, illegal poker game side of this, because that seems to be part of the thing that is rolled up into the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
No, I am not joking. No, I am not talking about the Sopranos, like the legitimate real life mafia is tied up in this, which is part of what's making this seem like it could be existential.
Yeah, oh yeah.
For the NBA,
mm-hmm.
like have I been too callous and just being like, I don't know that this is actually going to hit, because there's been the details that are coming out early on are pointing to the idea that there's been like a lot of the load management type stuff,
mm-hmm.
or some of the load management type stuff might have been in cahoots,
yeah.
with organized crime in order to kind of defraud gambling type situations.
Yeah, no, this is. I said it earlier. It's the magic word. You know, there are certain topics, certain words that just trigger everybody into whether it's, you know, chaos management, and that's what this is. This is chaos management. There is chaos in the NBA because it's three affiliated, to put it that way, names so far, and some associated reportedly by the FBI, by the way, with the mafia.
Yeah, and this ain't just no, oh, Gilbert Arenas, a former player or a former coach.
Yeah.
This is an after coach who just coached last night.
Yes.
Yes.
And a current player.
A player. I don't know if he played last night, but a current player.
Yeah. And really dramatic, and I don't even know the other word I'm looking for. Juicy.
Salacious is a word.
Salacious is the right word. It's like Jason Bourne kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it really is. Like some of the things that has been reported, that there were X-ray machines built into the tables to read face down cards, contact lenses that you could read pre-marked cards. I mean, this is
some Ocean 11.
This is Ocean 11, stuff. Jason Bourne, the Italian Job. I mean, all that stuff in the NBA.
Yeah, man. 34 total people were arrested. Apparently, it's a years-long investigation. As I mentioned,
of course,
some of the things that were talked about within this is that the defendants, quote, had access to private information known by NBA players and NBA coaches that would likely affect the outcome of games and players' performances. And that's where that's where this really hits sports, because I was very much locked in on the Chauncey Billups of this, and he's not implicated in the sports gambling portion of it. Apparently, he was just in some poker games that were run by the mafia. And just saying that so callously makes me feel weird, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he was just playing them some mafia poker games. No big deal. But the idea that there's information that's proprietary, I guess, so to say, and the idea that outcomes of games could be in the balance, that's where it gets real dicey. And I'm very interested to know, because, of course, us in the media are going to be like, yo, this is a big deal. I'm interested to see how the general public actually responds to this, if this just kind of becomes a joke, because that's going to be important in how the NBA responds and how problematic it ends up being. Because all of this, you know, making sure the gambling is managed and all this is, yes, you want to make sure that the books are able to operate properly. Mm-hmm. But mostly it's just about, we want to make sure that people feel integrity in the game.
They can take you serious.
And
yeah.
I still have some portion of me that thinks we were at a particular time in our sports watching and viewing and everything where people already have a lot of questions. People are questioning the NFL referees and whether they're showing favoritism and still showing up. Like, does this actually affect the business of any of this?
100% it will. I think there are a lot of executives in the NBA offices that are very nervous now, including Adam Silver. And one of the things that was said, now, what do you always say about when the FBI comes knocking on your door?
Oh, they know things.
They know. They don't think.
No, they got it.
They don't think. They know.
Yeah, the FBI comes. Now, they might not have everything to put you down, but they got something.
All right. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
When you hear that in this press conference that the FBI had not long ago, the FBI said that NBA player Terry Rozier told the defendants that he was going to leave a game early on March 23rd, 2023 with an injury. The defendants placed more than $200,000 in wagers on the unders of his prop bets. Rozier did leave the game early after 9 minutes. That's the kind of stuff where the crap flows upward. You know, he's in trouble, but that is the kind of stuff that you talk about integrity of the game, people start to question.
Yeah. I personally have not seen NBA kind of comments to this, but this is going to be something that I think that they're going to have to answer. Obviously, there's immediate leave that was done. Actually, here's this comments from the league. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains our top priority. And both Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier have been placed on immediate leave. So, I mean, this is going to be interesting to see how this rolls out, how this continues to develop, and who all is implicated, because there's details that are far-reaching to the point of, and of course, the big salacious names that you get is the indictment doesn't name a player. However, there are details that could possibly implicate a prominent player that Damon Jones would know.
Mm-hmm.
That could very much sound might like LeBron James.
Might have played with him back in the day.
Right? Like,
might have been his butler.
How far does that actually go? Because this gets really, really interesting. And does this shake the landscape of sports? Hell, we were just talking about NBC. They just bought in. Like, they are now big-time partners. Like, there's big money flowing to the NBA as they've redone their media deals, media rights deals recently. Like, if this does become a big deal, this is a pretty ground-shaking type thing.
No, it is. It is absolutely ground-shaking. And, I you know, obviously, Damon Jones had a lot of relationships in the NBA. That alone is a red flag. Very close relationship with one LeBron James. Who knows what that might mean, but that's why the biggest people in the sport have to be held accountable, number one, if all this is proved, but they're very, very nervous.
This is really sick, though. Like, you just had all the goodwill of the NBA on NBC returning. Great basketball games. Obviously, we got a fantastic one, a double overtime game with KD returning back to where kind of his career started with the new team that has championship aspirations. You got Victor Wembanyama putting 40 of them things down and looking like an alien that's going to dominate the rest of the league. And a day later, the league is in hot water with scandal that goes to the federal government. Wild. Wild. That stuff that's happening here. From the 281, the ref from the playoff game versus the Chiefs wasn't arrested? No, I do not believe that they were arrested. But yeah, I'm very intrigued to watch how this continues to unfold. A week ago, it felt like the biggest NBA story was going to be Kawhi Leonard and him getting money seemingly under the table for
the undercard right there.
And now we talk about La Costa Nosa. Right now we talk about the mafia.
The mafia.
I would have never imagined that we'd get to this place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.